It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
With Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest this week, I can't stop thinking about barbecue. I called Melissa Cookston, the owner of Memphis Barbecue Company and the winningest woman in competition barbecue, for her tips on how to cook award-winning ribs. Start with quality meat. She said to look for marbling in the meat with no large pockets of fat. Plan your cook. This means knowing the seasonings and rubs you'll use, knowing which fuel you'll use, and which smoker or grill. She said to pick a good hardwood such as applewood, cherry, or even pecan. Set your fire. A smaller, clean-burning fire is preferable to a large amount of fuel that has a hard time igniting. Light your grill far enough in advance to get a good feel for the grill and level out your temperatures. A good temp for a home cook is 250 degrees, she says. Season them up. There are tons of great rib seasoning blends on the market, or plenty of recipes to make your own. She said to beware of overly salty seasoning blends, as they can give a hammy taste to your ribs. Smoke unwrapped and wrapped. She says smoke your ribs for 2 hours. Remove them, wrap them in foil with some seasoning and a fourth cup of apple juice, and place them back on the grill. Cook for 2 to 3 more hours, or until the bones have some give to them. When they are done, remove the ribs from the foil, baste in your sauce, and let them cook for another 10 minutes or until the sauce sets. This is Jennifer Chandler with the Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.